For KBIA in Columbia, I'm Trevor Hook. Columbia Public Schools held a webinar last night to share more information for the district's learning plan for middle and high school students. The Columbia Missourian reports the district's in-person hybrid model will have students learn in person 2 days per week and have them learn online for 3 days. In an effort to enforce social distancing guidelines, students will be divided into two groups based on last name. The first group will be on-site Mondays and Tuesdays, while the second group will be on-site Thursdays and Fridays. CPS middle and high school students will now transition to a four-block model as well. These schools have traditionally used an eight-block model, in which students have four classes per day and alternate every other day. The new four-block model will have students take four of their classes the fall semester and another four in the spring semester. A federal judge has denied an insurance company's motion to throw out a lawsuit filed by four Missouri businesses saying the insurer wrongly denied their coronavirus-related claims. A law professor in Pennsylvania says the ruling Wednesday by U.S. Judge Stephen Boo in Missouri could be a boon for hundreds of businesses nationwide. Three Kansas City restaurants and a company that operates hair salons in Springfield sued Cincinnati Insurance Company after it denied their claims. Boo said the business's claims were plausible enough to continue the lawsuit. The Missouri General Assembly's special session on violent crime is on hold after House Republicans decided to change its legislative strategy. Jason Rosenbaum has reaction from a St. Louis Democrat about what may happen next.
The Senate passed a multifaceted bill that would alter when juveniles can be certified as adults and at least temporarily remove St. Louis's residency requirement for police. But the House announced this week they're going to consider each part of the Senate bill individually. State Representative Lakeisha Bosley says it's a good thing that the House slowed the process down, especially since some special session ideas stoke concern from both parties.
No matter how conservative or not, they will definitely go to a place where they say, you know what, this is just too much.
The legislature could also consider allowing the Attorney General to intervene in St. Louis homicide cases, which Governor Mike Parson supports, but the Missouri Association of Prosecuting Attorneys strongly oppose. I'm Jason Rosenbaum.
Kansas City is extending restrictions meant to slow the spread of the coronavirus until at least January 16th. Mayor Quentin Lucas announced yesterday that he is extending a state of emergency that was scheduled to expire tomorrow. The order requires people to wear masks in all indoor public spaces where social distancing is not possible. Restaurants and bars will continue to be limited to 50% capacity, and masks are also required at salons and gyms, where social distancing may not be possible. The order comes as COVID-19 cases continue to increase in the Kansas City region. I'm Trevor Hook, KBIA News, Columbia.